that they really cared about peace and the Middle East and peace for the Palestinian people, they would be out here protesting Hamas, not Israel. I mean, there is one way to peace in the Middle East, and that is if Israel finishes this fight, that is if they defeat Hamas, free the hostages, and free the Palestinian civilians from the grips of Hamas and restore deterrence.
Yes. So that might be one way. I mean, be on the right side of history, as they like to say so frequently when they're in the wrong. That was Jeremy Hunt again starting us off. He's very good. What do you think Joe Biden would say about him? Would not dare to venture a guess. Jeremy Hunt, great interview this morning in the 5 a.m. hour. Then Fox had a woman on who, as a small child, survived the Holocaust inflicted by the Socialist Workers' Party of Germany. You know, the old one, that one. And what does she have to say about what she is witnessing? You know, all that never again stuff and all that. Just amazing. Let's go to some more audio, Michael. Let's go to Joe Biden. Yesterday, having his good people on both sides moment. You know, President Trump was in all kinds of trouble because he's talking about Charlottesville, where there was a public debate going on as to whether the Democrats should be allowed to tear down the statues of the Democrats. And that's what they're doing everywhere they go, tearing down statues of Democrats and portraits, paintings in the capital of Democrats because they were racists, you know, because the Democrat Party is busy erasing its own history. And like the Taliban that they are. But Joe Biden yesterday, and you know, President Trump famously said, well, there are good people on both sides. And then he quickly, immediately said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the racists because they need to be condemned universally or something like that. I'm just doing that from memory. But President Trump was then vilified for, he's still being vilified for the first half of the sentence. And then the Democrats, and that includes the news media, they never include the second half of what President Trump said that day.
And you had people, and I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists.
I'm not talking about them.
Because they should be condemned totally. But you had many people in that group other than neo-Nazis and white nationalists, okay? And the press has treated them absolutely unfairly.
Sir, I'm sorry. I just didn't understand what you were saying. You were saying the press has treated white nationalists unfairly? No. I just didn't understand what you were saying.
You are so fired. She should be, whatever the journalistic equivalent is of being gassed, she should be gassed. That's just amazing. Well, Joe Biden, and now he very clearly did not say what the press is saying. And then the idiot, that woman's IQ has got to be somewhere in the neighborhood of her shoe size. Just extraordinary. And said, wait, are you saying the exact opposite of what you just said? Because I don't understand the English language. When people speak, I'm easily confused because I'm not very bright and I'm a Democrat. And that's why I'm a fake journalist and I go around lying about people much better than myself. That's what the news media does. Well, Joe Biden had his good people on both sides moment yesterday when he was asked by a reporter shouting at him, hey, do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on campus? And he said, well, there, you know, you got Hamas on one side and dastardly Jewish people on the other side. So there are good people on both sides. There's the genocidal side. That's the Arab Muslim Hamas funded by Iran, which is funded by Joe Biden and Barack Obama because they're funding the terrorists behind the curtain. And the New York Times thinks that's noble. Here's Joe Biden yesterday with his good people on both sides moment.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
Should the Columbia University president resign?
I didn't know that.
Should she resign?
I didn't know that. I'll find out more about that, about what should the Columbia University president resign. I didn't know about that. I'll find out more about that. He set up a program, he said. Yeah, I condemn the anti-Semitic, because I set up a program that nobody's ever heard of. He didn't set up a program. There's no program that's been set up. Nothing has been done at all. That's a lie. The man is a moron. But he condemns the people that don't understand the Palestinians. Is that what he said? What if you do understand the Palestinians and you understand that they're a genocidal death cult that would kill their own children if it meant killing another Jew and wiping?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. I do understand what's going on with the Palestinians. But he condemns me. That's what he really means. That's, boy, he is, he's truly something, isn't he? Man, oh, Manischewitz, I am telling you. All right, we've got a lot more. That is that's a bummer. Now, let's go to the dim-witted AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who should really still be tending bar somewhere for the betterment of mankind. She should leave the world of public life. AOC yesterday, she was in Triangle, Virginia with Joe Biden when he was condemning people who don't understand the Palestinians. Well, the protesters on campus, they understand the Palestinians. They're pro-genocide also, while taking a page from the Soviet playbook and accusing the other guy of being genocidal while you're supporting the actual genocidal faction in this conflict. AOC yesterday with Joe Biden. Why did AOC come along with Joe Biden? Absolutely absurd. But AOC is telling us that the vile, racist, genocidal protest in support of Hamas, they're the peaceful people.
It is especially important that we remember the power of young people shaping this country today of all days, as we once again witness the leadership of those peaceful student-led protests on campuses like Columbia, Yale, Berkeley, and many others.
Well, there haven't been any fatalities yet. That's the power of young people changing our care. What if they're wrong about everything? I don't think you should let violent mobs of mentally ill, genocidal racists who know very little about anything change the country, because they're not going to change it for the better. They're still in school where they're being brainwashed and indoctrinated and not learning anything of any value. Just extraordinary. But it did remind us, AOC yesterday did remind us of Ali Velchi on MSDNC during some of the Democrats' many riots where they were burning cities, attacking the police. Dozens were killed, thousands were injured, billions in property damage.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly, but fires have been started.
It's mostly, other than the fires and the buildings burning and the all that stuff, honestly, it's mostly peaceful. Ignore the building on fire behind me just because the whole city block is up in flames. There is a very interesting corporation named Palantir, P-A-L-A-N-T-I-R, it's an obscure reference, but that's not important. Now, Palantir is a very interesting corporation, does corporate intelligence, among other things. There are a lot of former intelligence community people at Palantir. My younger brother, one of my brothers in Chicago, worked for Palantir until quite recently, actually. And he liked the company very much, very impressed. The CEO there, Alex Karp, was at a conference of sorts. And he's talking about what's going on the Ivy League campuses. And he likes his company. It is a cool company, Palantir, if you don't know anything about it. Interesting, kind of slightly off of the mainstream, not in the spotlight all the time. But Palantir CEO Alex Karp on what he's seeing on college campuses and not on the evening news.
I am not a legislator, but I am running one of the coolest companies in the world. And I'm telling young people, you are breathing the vapors of a dangerous, new, fake, and self-destructive religion when you are sitting at your elite school pretending because you watched TikTok twice and got an A-plus on some crazy paper because your professor couldn't get a job anywhere else, that you actually understand the world. And you're not welcome at my company.
And you're not welcome at my company. You know, you think that you know everything. You don't. You think because you got an A on a useless paper that some idiot professor who has the job for all the wrong reasons gave you an A, you think you got it all figured out. You don't know anything, and you have no place at my company. At my company. Isn't that great? I thought that was a great moment for Alex Karp of the Palantir Corporation. Just amazing. Amazing stuff. You bet your bottom dollar. All right, let's take another phone call. I was last time I looked up on the board, there was the just retired professor from Duke, and I wanted to go to that caller. I probably had to run off and do other stuff, you know. But too bad. Too bad about that. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Marshall calling from Pensacola, Florida. Marshall, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
All right, Captain.
There's Marshall now. Marshall. Uh-oh. Marshall's not there now. Where did Marshall go?
I'm here.
There's Marshall now. Hey, you're live on the radio. Start talking.
All right, Chris, I think you ought to start a GoFundMe page so your listeners can help donate to the self-immolate fire. So we can help you out on that. And any unused funds, you can just give to a charity of your choice. But I did want to say that...
Now, hang on a second, Marshall. You're saying we should start raising money for a self-immolation fund so we can provide gasoline and matches?
Absolutely. And no fire extinguisher. Hoses are cheaper. You don't put out the fire. You wet down the nearby buildings.
Because you don't want the fire to spread.
There you go. But you don't want to put it out either.
You just want the Democrats to have what they want. We want to accommodate the Democrats in their quest to self-immolate at a more rapid rate.
Yes, and I'm a preacher. I'll preach their funerals and tell everybody they died doing what they loved.
Doing what they love. And what is it that they love? Why are they say we've had four self-immolations. One of them was two years ago yesterday at the Supreme Court. It was on Earth Day, and a Democrat self-immolated at the Supreme Court to protest the weather. And then we've had three, one at the Israeli consulate in Atlanta, one at the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and then one outside of the courthouse in New York on Friday, just days ago. And they're all Democrats, of course. And, of course, the Israeli embassy, they're protesting against Israel. And then outside the courthouse, he was protesting against Israel, too, and a few other things because he was out of his mind. What's going on with the Democrat Party, Marshall?
They love death more than life. That's why they love abortion so much.
Just like Al-Qaeda.
There you go. We need to get them Palestinian. You need to pull a Al Pacino and tell them that you think they can win if they just keep setting themselves on fire.
I'm telling you. And Marshall, I mean, you're responding appropriately, I think. The only way you're going to respond to this is by shaking your head and saying, look at the Democrat Party. What has the Democrat Party done to these people? And where is this going? Because these are tragic times in the United States. But I like the idea, Marshall, of setting up a fund, you know, like a Go Burn Me fund or something. It's kind of like a Go Fund Me. But and then with the Go Fund Me and then and the Fuel Me fund for the Democrat Party. You can only shake your head, and you can't internalize this stuff. You have to let it roll off. They're the nuts. They're the crazy people doing it. They're nuts. And, you know, the Buddhist monks in Vietnam, I think there were six Buddhist monks during the Vietnam War that self-immolated, And they made a lot more sense than the Democrats do today. And they didn't make a whole lot of sense either. Marshall, thank you. Thank you for the call. You know, the best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. With thousands of five-star reviews online, you know, it works like a champ. We've got two of them at home. I looked at my Thunderstorm walking out the door today. Any smell will vanish in just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke. Even Michael Moore is no match for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. And boy, he smells, let me tell you. I met him once years ago. The powerful Thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules that seek out and help destroy odors. These molecules even get behind and underneath furniture. Nothing can hide from the Thunderstorm. And best of all, no filters to buy and replace over and over again like a lot of air purifiers. You know, you don't have to schedule and mail away and replace them and pay. No, you can hold a Thunderstorm in your hand. They're only this big. It's not a piece of furniture. Start enjoying your home, your office again. Get several Thunderstorms because right now you can save $200 American on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. Honestly, it's great. Now you get 3 units for under $200. You put one in your basement, your bedroom, any place you like to breathe clean, fresh air, maybe a gift, one at the office. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the discount code Chris3, Chris and the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris3. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, what's going on campus now? Where's your Moses now? Got all kinds of wackiness for you. Still plenty ahead. Including the owner of the New England Patriots, of all things. 888-630-9625.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Robert Kraft is an all-around successful businessman. He owns the New England Patriots, and that's just one of the things that he owns. And he was on the Sean Hannity program last night. He's an Ivy League guy himself. He doesn't like what he's seeing.
I never thought I'd see what's going on in America, what's happening right now, and it really pains me to see it. We can't have this intimidation that's filtering through all these colleges, and the hate continue to grow and multiply the way it is.
He went to Columbia University, then he went to Harvard University to get his MBA. And now he owns the New England Patriots, and he's a billionaire. And he doesn't like what he's seeing. He said he's going to, not be so helpful to his alma maters from this point forward. I have a Holocaust survivor coming up. Now, as the Democrats breathe life into the days of the Jewish Holocaust by claiming that the Jews are perpetrating a Holocaust against a terrorist organization called Hamas, which is genuinely genocidal, no sense of irony, as I've been saying for years now. Just amazing. The Fox News Channel invited a Holocaust survivor, you know, the World War II German Poland Holocaust survivor named Tova Friedman. Tova Friedman was born in Poland, and she was taken by the Socialist Workers' Party of, now the Democrat Party in the modern world, and thrown into a place called Auschwitz. And she survived, just barely, as a small child. And here is Tova Friedman, Holocaust survivor. I think she was 6 years old when they were freed from Auschwitz, and she is alive and well and sharp, and she looks great. And remember, you know, that was not ancient history. They are still among us, the Holocaust survivors and World War II veterans still walk among us. In Europe, this is fresh. It wasn't that long ago. Holocaust survivor Tova Friedman.
It is utterly shocking. You know, when I walked out of Auschwitz with my mother, walking through these gates, I said to myself, my thought, I was six and a half, and I was a very adult six and a half, not like a child, you know. And I said, I will never, never have anybody call me a dirty Jew or anything else again. I am free now. And when I came to America at 11 and a half, it's like I came to the promised land.
Yes. Well, it was the promised land. The left is here. Again, the Socialist Workers Party, they come in various stripes. The USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, they're creating a socialist utopia. Adolf Hitler and Germany's Socialist Workers Party. If you've learned nothing from the 20th century, then you might be rallying on the campus of Columbia University against Israel and in favor of Hamas. I've never been less impressed with our Ivy League institutions than I am now, and I've never been particularly impressed. I was impressed before I started working with people who went to Harvard and Yale and so on. And then I learned lickety-split that there's really nothing to see here. For the most part, their dads get them in because they wanted them to go there because it makes the dad feel good and mom too. And they get private tutors to make sure they do well on SAT tests and things. And then they get into Yale and Harvard where they don't really have to learn anything because the battle is getting in. Getting out is easy once you're in. Tova Friedman this morning on the Fox News Channel talking about what she's witnessing today after, as she described, being liberated from Auschwitz at 6 and a half, coming to the 6 and a half years of age and coming to the United States at 11 and a half years of age. She, robbed of her childhood, obviously. She said she was not like a child when she was a child. I understand that. Tova Friedman.
And here it is today. I am shocked. I am pained. I'm scared. I'm scared both for America. I'm scared for the Jews. And very painful for our young people. I have two grandchildren in WashU and one in Cornell. And they're scared. Yeah. And I just can't imagine living through this. And what's shocking most of all is that the professors, some of them, are on board.
Yeah, they're marching out, goose-stepping out to be with the pro-genocide mob, sleeping in all the matching brand-new tents. Where'd all the matching brand-new... If only we had a news media, the questions they might ask. That'd be interesting. If only the founders had thought of creating a free and fair press to hold feet to the fire. They did. But the left is here, and the left has dismantled the fundamental building blocks of Western civilization because they are the left. They're not liberals. Tova Friedman.
If this isn't contained, if they don't think about it, what is going to be the end product? What is the end product of any hatred and prejudice? It is death to somebody. Could be death to themselves, death to their opponents, because we didn't stop Hitler. Like, we had a chance during Kristallnacht. We could have stopped it, but nobody did. So I ended up in Auschwitz.
Kristallnacht. Now, every Nacht is Kristallnacht. Who is it? It's Kristallnacht. What can I do for you? You can vote Democrat because we're not liberals anymore. Might be a little bit ironic. You know, conservatives are going to have to save the world from the left. Pro-Americans, pro-Constitution Americans, Bill of Rights Americans are going to have to save the world because the left is here and they've sunk their teeth into the American body politic. They own the Democrat Party and the news media and academia, And look where they are now. So close to donning armbands at this point. Tova Friedman survived the Socialist Workers' Party when she was liberated at the age of 6 and a half.
That type of behavior and anger and hatred can only end up in tragedy. Mm. Tragedy for everybody. Not only tragedy for the Jews, God forbid, tragedy for themselves, because it's going to be a terrible clash. We have to find a way to stop it. You know, I think of it as a virus or like a cancer. If you don't stop it early, it kills the body.
It metastasizes.
It's going to kill the body.
It metastasizes. There it is. Now, let's go. So they're rallying now live on the campus of Columbia University. There were more arrests last night, more rowdiness, more mayhem, more assaults on police, more attacks on Jews. They're rallying again. Let's go to the live camera on the quad at Columbia University.
Mein Lebenskampf ist nicht umsonst gekämpft. Sein Sowjetzeichen soll er vor sich hertragen und wir werden in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen.
They love that stuff. They love a good speaker there at Columbia, don't they? That's remarkable stuff. That's not the way Columbia used to be, but it's the way Columbia is now. That's your Columbia University. Honestly, you imagine working your whole life, and it's true of thousands of people, to raise your children to do so well that they can get into Ivy League institutions, and you get them there, and you move them in, you drive them, you drop them off, you help them with their luggage, there's a tier when they go into the dorm, and then a couple years later they come back and they're like this. What a horror show. You know, parents should put together a class action lawsuit against these universities because, like the president of Palantir said, you go to these institutions, you engage in this, you have no place in my company. You have no place in my corporation. You should go elsewhere. Amazing stuff. Alexander Karp at Palantir said, you have no place in my company. And you know, there's more. It's not just Karp and Palantir. There are a lot of other people as well. And honestly, the West Point graduate who then went to Yale Law School, also saying, don't hire people from these schools. You don't want these people, Jeremy Hunt. You don't want these people in your company, in your business. Let's go to soundbite number 11. Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, a Republican from New York. And she, too, was on the television in the 5 a.m. hour. I was busy in the 5 a.m. hour, wasn't I? And Claudia Tenney, Congresswoman, talking about AOC and these Democrats and these peaceful protests. Isn't it wonderful? It's so wholesome and all-American. Achtung, Achtung! And then they're marching around in Munich. Next thing you know, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
I'm glad to see there's some Democrats joining in. Unfortunately, the words of my colleague Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are disturbing. These are dangerous protests, and they put Jewish students at risk. And it's particularly bad when you consider that we started the Passover season yesterday, and this is a holy time for Jewish people. And I almost think it's deliberate.
Almost think of the timing as deliberate. You know, they're racist and anti-Semitic all the time. And this is as one of our last guests was describing the audio that we're using, Jeremy Hunt. Now, this is DEI. This is a product of diversity, equity, and inclusion. This is the construct that is taught by the left that all white people are oppressors. The Jews are white to the left. And all people who are less than white or different than white or off-white or not white, they are victims because white people are victimizers, you see. And the terrible people that give you electricity and all that stuff. 47 arrested at Yale in New Haven, Connecticut. Columbia goes to no more on-campus learning. All Jews have been told to stay home by the head rabbi at Columbia University. dozens arrested at New York University. They're expecting madness at Rice University in Texas today. Ilhan Omar's daughter, who is at Columbia but was suspended, is wandering the streets now, claiming she's homeless and hungry. I sent her a bag of Beatles. I sent her a bag of Beatles this morning in the mail. I hope she gets it soon. And and by the way, there were attacks in Syria and Iraq today on U.S. facilities there by Iran's proxies there in Syria and Iraq. Attacks by the Iraqi, the Iranian proxies, rather. Just amazing. All right, so Claudia Tenney, Congresswoman, this morning on the Fox News Channel.
You know, if this president can't maintain the peace, she has to be eliminated, or she has to be fired. And, you know, these students have to be expelled. These faculty have to be fired. And we have to consider whether or not this board can take control of what's happening.
Yeah, take control of what's happening. Well, who would take control? Joe Biden is wandering around saying there are good people on both sides, you know. Sure, there are people that don't want to see Israel wiped off the map, and then there are the people who do want to see Israel wiped off the map. And Joe Biden says that there are good people on both sides. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
It is my firm belief these are not, you know, these are not grassroots. They're funded by outside groups, right, likely through 501c3s, through Hamas.
Soros. Through Hamas, she said. And you got that there is direct evidence pointing to organizations funded by George Soros, who is theoretically Jewish, but he's a hardcore leftist. And his son, Alex Soros, was seen again at an NBA game in New York at the Knicks game with none other than Huma Wiener. Huma Wiener, because the Democrat Party is always in the hot tub, aren't they? Just crazy. Congresswoman Tenney.
He is worried about getting reelected. This ceasefire, anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic movement is largely because of one district in Michigan, which could cost him the entire election. It's pure politics. It's diabolical that this president can't stand up and support Israel, support our Jewish students, and bring clarity to this issue.
These are pretty fundamental principles of America since the end of World War II, but the Democrat Party, they are no longer on Team America. Therefore, they're not on Team Israel. They're on Team DEI, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney.
This is a moral clarity moment for Joe Biden, and he has failed. He has failed on this issue. He has failed to support students under siege by a terrorist enemy. And this is just, it's just sad for our country, but it's also dangerous. As you can see, all of these students and their families, many are suffering through this terrible period. And we have to stand behind our Jewish friends and also against this anti-Semitism, something the Biden administration is not doing.
I got an idea. Let's be on our side. For how long have I been saying they're not on our side? They keep proving it over and over again. They're not on our side. They're not on the side of the United States. They're not on the side of our allies. They're not on the side of Western civilization. They're not on the side of civilization itself. And good for her. She was very strong this morning, too. I was impressed. I want to debunk another lie that the media tells. Oh, and we've got Alec Baldwin, too. We're getting to Alec Baldwin. We're getting Alec Baldwin next. And then I hope we can debunk another lie that the media is telling. The truth accidentally came out on CNN. I happened to be watching. And it's about President Trump, of course, in the courtroom. And I will debunk yet another myth coming up.
That is the result of DEI. We need to make sure DEI has no place in any institution in this country again.
In New York City yesterday, Alec Baldwin, the actor who shot that woman and killed her on the set of a movie that nobody will ever see called Rust, she was the cinematographer. Turns out Alec Baldwin doesn't like women with cameras. He assaulted one yesterday in New York. But the idiot woman who's a left-wing radical got into Alec Baldwin's face. He's a lefty also. And was yelling at him about free Palestine, say free Palestine. And then she starts cursing. And say F Israel and this stuff. So here's a liberal encountering liberal Alec Baldwin.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
What?
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time.
He's trying to ignore
her. One time.
She's in his face.
One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal.
He's just like, leave me alone. I just want a coffee. I got to say, I kind of felt like, you know, Alec Baldwin, he should probably, you know, shoot this woman or something. Wonder if he had a Colt 45 with him. She keeps dogging him. And
come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. Just one time. Please. And I'll leave you alone.
He's getting
free
ready
Free Palestine.
To,
Please say it.
He's going to smack her.
One time.
Will you do me one quick favor? And he pops her. He's just, and it was pretty quick hand, too. It's like, bam. And he smacks her in the phone or in the face. Now he's going to be sued for $1 million because, you know. I'm with Alec Baldwin in this one for the first time ever. Well, since Hunt for Red October. Anyway. Now let's go to CNN yesterday because the media, they keep lying to us that President Trump is falling asleep in the courtroom day after day. Erin Burnett, of all people on CNN, had a woman on who is the sketch artist in the courtroom, Elizabeth Williams.
There's another sketch of yours I wanted to show today. I mean, where Trump's eyes are closed. Yeah. What was happening in that moment?
All the news media are saying, oh, he's sleeping, and he's sleeping every day. A morning joke this morning. You go, oh, he keeps falling asleep in the courtroom. Here's the sketch artist.
Trump had his eyes closed. His head would sort of tilt back and forth. However, then I would notice that all of a sudden he would hear something and he would snap to attention, take a piece of paper, write something down, and hand it to Todd Blanche. So he really wasn't asleep, but he had his eyes closed. And he did the same thing through the opening statement of the prosecutor. He closed his eyes the entire time.
So interesting. Now, that seems to be, from what you're saying, a way that he's focusing.
He's focusing. He's not sleeping. He's paying attention. And when something is said that matters, he snaps to and passes a note.
This was just so dramatic. I've never seen anybody close their eyes for all this period of time, ever. And I've been doing this so long.
And then dash off a note, clearly paying attention.
Clearly paying attention. So another big lie the media tells. They tell lies large. They tell lies small. Pretty much everything they tell you is a lie. The self-immolator outside the Trump trial on ABC News, Terry Moran, was a Trump person. That was a lie as a Bernie Sanders person. He's not sleeping. He's more focused than anyone else in the courtroom.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.